Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or computer or wherever you're listening. This is where we talk with area business owners, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're at 1614 Caroline Street. Two hearts, one dress. Stacy Thomas here. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
It's great to be here. Describe this store.
So we are a maternity and nursing store. We carry a little bit new, a little bit used, some mom wear, things like that, some baby gifts. But I try to carry as much variety and as many sizes as possible because my goal is to make pregnant women feel beautiful in whatever they're wearing.
When you talk about maternity clothes, these aren't the maternity clothes that I remember. This is a way different place. People are going to walk in here and say, it's not the maternity clothes you'd think of.
It's not. There's a lot of variety, and I try to carry things that are not generally available in this area simply because we have a couple places that do carry maternity, and you need a little bit more of a selection. It's such a large area, and there's so many women that we deserve a little bit of, freedom of fashion. And maternity clothing has changed so much over the last few years, even since I started having children, which, like I said, my oldest is almost 10.
Yeah.
And it's changed so much in the last few years. There's cold shoulder tops, and there's things that are versatile, so you can wear them while you're pregnant, but you can continue to wear them. And they're meant to be worn during and after. And that stuff just was not around a few years ago.
I was just going to say, so did my wife just not know what was going on and missed this?
Fortunately, designers are finally getting on board with the idea that, sometimes women are pregnant and they deserve to wear something more than just a plain t-shirt with ruched siding, which is nice. They're giving us a little bit of freedom of patterns and styles and colors and things that are more flattering to our bodies during pregnancy, which I feel like is really important in remaining a person and not just a pregnant lady. And I really like it. I like to find things and put things out on our social media pages and kind of get an idea of what my customers actually want to see and bring in those items.
I remember when I first met you and I heard about this store, and I remember the name. Mm-hmm. At first, it took me, I'm thinking, okay, is it what I think? I mean, how'd you come up with the name?
Really, we had the idea before the name came across, and we were thinking, we need something that represents the fact that it is a pregnancy store, but it's also really about the heart of things for me, because this is meant to be more than just a retail location. I want to offer classes. I want it to be a place where you can go for resources and we can connect you with people in the area. So I wanted to represent both the idea that this is a maternity store, but also something to do with the heart, something to do with the passion for it. And two hearts, one dress really kind of encompasses both. The two hearts being obviously mom and babies,
yeah.
And one dress because it's all you're wearing at the time. But it was really, it kind of has a double meaning of, you've got a heart for multiple things. And for me, it's both being a mom and also helping other moms.
So do you ever have people who are having twins come in and say, guess what?
Yeah.
I have three hearts.
Yes. Somebody actually asked me if I would create a line when I created my own. Down the line, I would love to create my own clothing. And somebody asked if we would call it Three Hearts, just because, they don't really get included in a whole lot of things. And it's becoming more popular. It's becoming more common, I should say.
I could totally see you creating your own line. I could see you doing that.
I would give anything when I was pregnant to have a shirt that just had giant bacon and donuts on it. your cravings, fun things. I think that I have a lot of great ideas having been pregnant. You know, I have four kids. I've done this a lot. I've worn maternity clothes. I've worn nursing clothes. And I think sometimes we get lost in trying to find something that's flattering for our bodies that we forget that we actually have some options. And I think that there are times where women's stomachs are larger than what maternity clothing allows, and that doesn't make them feel very good about their bodies. I want something that's a little bit longer, a little bit more flattering, and a little bit more that speaks to a personality.
How'd this all come about? Was this something you always dreamed of doing, or when did you dream of doing this?
Absolutely not. So this started when I was pregnant with my fourth, and I was looking for a dress to wear to a wedding, and it was December, and I was in and out of the car, and I was in and out of car seats because I have three young kids. At the time, my oldest was five, and trying to drag three kids into the store to find a dress while my husband's working overtime, and I was super sick. I had hyperemesis, which is an extreme version of morning sickness. And I'm in a store where there's nowhere to sit, and I'm having a hot flash from hormones, and I have three kids who are having meltdowns, and I'm trying to try on clothes and put my own clothes back on and keep them in their clothes. And it was a hot mess, and it was awful, and I went home and I cried. And a couple days later, we finally found a dress up in Maryland that I was able to wear. And I kept telling my husband, like, why are there not more options? And eventually it became, there should be more options. You know, we have Once Upon a Child. We have Plato's Closet. We have the Rerun Shop. We have all of these places that are designed for everywhere from infant all the way up. But there's nothing designed for pregnant women. And I said, well, okay, if nobody else is going to do this, I started looking into, well, maybe it's just not in this area. Maybe I need to drive to Northern Virginia. Maybe I need to go to Richmond, but there's nothing there either. And so eventually it turned into like, okay, well, if nobody else is going to do it, then we should do it. I know a lot about pregnancy clothing. I know a lot about nursing. I know a lot about being pregnant. I was very passionate. I enjoyed reading. I enjoyed the knowledge. I loved being pregnant, and I was able to be that mom that, you know, a lot of my friends went to and said, hey, I'm pregnant and I know nothing about where to get this. And I was able to say, oh, well, this is where you go, and here's who you go see, and here's who you go talk to. And I thought, if I have all of this knowledge anyway, then, you know, maybe we should do something. And I just happened to love downtown, which is why we ended up here.
Well, and you're passionate about this. You can tell just in the few minutes that we've talked. I mean, this is you.
It is. I never imagined being anything more than a stay-at-home mom. That was my dream. Yeah. My dream was to be a stay-at-home mom until my kids were gone, and then I was a stay-at-home wife, and I was okay with that. That was my plan. So when this came across my path, it really startled me. It was a change of plan. Like, why do I want to put on real pants every day? Why do I want to have to take a shower? Why do I want to have to leave my house and put my kids in with babysitters and have somebody else help me? When it wasn't a requirement for us, it wasn't something we needed for our family. It was a choice. But the more that I thought about it, the more that I couldn't imagine myself not doing it.
Wow, that's it. What a great story. Just of how you did fall into this.
It is. And I really, like I said, I really enjoy it. I love being in the store. I love greeting these women. I love having them ask me questions or just talk to me about their stress and reassuring them that, like, what you're going through is normal and it will pass. And it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be that way. It's okay to not feel great and to not love it. If you don't love it, that's okay. And I really feel passionately that we make the choices that are right for us, whether that be pregnancy or mothering. You make the choice that's right for you, and you do the best that you can. And I want women to feel both beautiful and confident in their ability to be a mom. And just to remind them that, like, you have an inner voice for a reason. You are designed to do this, and it's okay to do it the way that you're supposed to do it. You don't have to do it the way that everybody else is. So just find what works for you. Find what makes you comfortable. Find what makes you feel confident, and go from there. Because in the end of the day, what matters most is that you love your children, that you do the best that you can, and that you feel good doing it, because that's what they're going to remember. They're going to remember how confident you were, how much you loved them, how much you took care of them. They're not going to remember that you didn't always cut their sandwiches in squares, or that you didn't always pack their lunch with a little note in it. They're not going to remember those things. They're going to remember how much you loved them.
It's a Two Hearts, One Dress. We're in downtown Fredericksburg on Caroline Street with Stacey Thomas, 614 Caroline Street, right next to the Marriott. It must be interesting, Stacey, to have grandmothers or grandmothers-to-be to come in to this store and just be startled to look at everything.
It is. You know, they constantly, I constantly hear the comment, when I was pregnant, we had moo-moos. And, you know, and they are not happy about it. They're a little bit bitter. They're like, why? Where was this stuff? I would wear this stuff now. Just because they weren't given those style options. And it's a lot of fun hearing them talk about the experience from a grandparent's perspective of watching their daughter be pregnant and going through those things. And I have a daughter, and it's something I really look forward to being able to experience with her. And it's so funny to me when they come in, they're like, well, these things are so cute, and how do you keep your prices so low? And you know, why didn't I think of wearing somebody else's maternity clothes? Like, those are things that just didn't happen a long time ago, and they didn't happen even within the last 10 years. You know, but I had a group of friends, and that's what we did. We passed around maternity clothes because we all wore the same size clothing. And it's expensive, and it shouldn't have to be expensive. So that's why we offer, you know, some of the secondhand things, and we also offer some of the new things so that you can buy the new stuff and you can splurge on yourself if you want to, but you don't necessarily have to in order to feel confident in what you're wearing.
And it seems like you come in here, and, well, it doesn't seem like, as you've described it, if someone's struggling with something, you know, you're willing to put your arm around them and talk to them, and this is, it's more than just, how can I help you and, you know, make a purchase?
Absolutely. There's a lot of customers who have become friends of mine, you know, even on Facebook, daily lives have come in and experienced, you know, I've gone to their birthday parties. They've come to my kids' stuff, you know, things like that. Or there have been times where we've been in a pinch and they've covered the store for me. I've made my customers my friends. But, you know, we offer the ability to come in and nurse your baby or change your baby. We have a full changing table in the back, and it's got extra diapers and wipes in case you forget something, and teething biscuits for the kids if they're there at that point where they're having a meltdown. And we have a bin full of toys. It's really more of an experience when you come in that you're able to take your time. I designed the store to make it convenient for a mom to come shop, because shopping is hard, and it's hard enough to get out the door and get everybody together and make sure you have everything. And then you get there and inevitably you forgot something, or your kid's having a meltdown. And I can't tell you how many times I have sat in the floor and played Barbies, or sat in the floor and build blocks just to knock them down. And you know, sometimes the moms get embarrassed, like, I'm so sorry. My kids have done pretty much anything your kid can do in here. They have put stickers on things. I had one little girl pee in the floor. It happens. Like, I'm a mom, and it happens. And I opened the store because I'm a mom, and I know how hard it is. So let me make that a little bit easier for you.
I know I was looking at the website, and one of the things you had was business maternity, which I looked at that, and I thought, well, there's a change. And you did. I mean, you looked at some of the outfits, and you thought, you would never even know that's maternity.
Exactly. And that's kind of the goal. The goal is for you to be able to be comfortable in what you're going to work in. And if you need business maternity pants, if you need a nice button-up, if you need nice sweaters or blouses or whatever it is that you need, we want to be able to provide that for you, because we acknowledge that, you know, women go to work too. Mm-hmm. And just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you can have the freedom to sit at home with your husband's t-shirt on and do nothing. Like, you have to go places. You have weddings to go to. You have baptisms to go to. You have birthday parties to go to. Being pregnant doesn't stop you from participating in life, and therefore everything that we have in here should cater to all areas of life.
Well, and everything here, I'm looking at the things on the rack. I mean, it's all bright, it's colorful, and I would think, because so many times, because you mentioned your own case of where you don't feel so good.
Right.
At least when you go out, you can feel like, I still am somewhat stylish.
Absolutely. One of my favorite things is when my customers tag me on Facebook or Instagram and they send me a picture of them wearing something and the compliments that they get.
Yeah.
Or they'll comment and say, oh, I really love that shirt that you're wearing. And I can say, well, it's part of our mom wear line. Like, it's things I wear, things from the store, because it's things that I would wear. I don't carry anything in the store that I wouldn't wear, or I don't know a close friend who would wear, because I acknowledge taste is different. But I want to make sure that the things that I carry are things that you actually want to be wearing. And a lot of those things, like I said, are versatile. So they're meant to be worn during pregnancy and then on. And, you know, firsthand knowledge, I have four kids. I understand that your body changes after each pregnancy. And there are certain things that should remain flattering and should give you that flexibility to get back into your normal wardrobe if you ever get there.
Looking around at here at Two Hearts One Dress, I mean, it's a lot of clothes, but I mean, you've got a lot of little kind of little things. You've got books, all kinds of stuff here.
We carry some mugs, some baby gifts. We carry nursing pillows. We carry teas for each trimester. We have a local herbalist who has created a first, second, and third trimester tea. So it's a loose leaf tea that's meant to fill your body's nutritional needs per each trimester. We carry things like that. We carry, you know, some baby booties, and we carry some like heat and cold packs so that you can ease those ailments that you have. We try to carry anything that you might need, support belts, belly bands, those sorts of things that help you get through pregnancy and nursing.
Well, you've mentioned so many terms that it's been years since I've heard some of these things, that it's just like, wow, that just takes you back. It sounds as though that you keep, I mean, you're really evolving with this, with what you're adding.
It is. When we first started, it was mainly maternity wear. And as we have, you know, kind of talked to our customers and listened to what they're asking for, we've added in nursing wear. At this point, it's about half of my business. We've added in some mom things because my customers ended up being very loyal and they wanted to be able to find a way to continue to support me, even though they weren't going to be having any more kids. And we've said, you know what, pregnant or not, you're still a mom, and so that's a line of clothing that we can supply to you. And then there's, you know, we got a lot of grandparents who come in and they'd like to buy a baby gift, so we added in some baby items, we added in some of those necessities. And it's kind of an ever-growing thing as things come out and as we're asked for them more, then we start to carry them because we're here to serve you. So it's really about whatever our customers need.
I never thought of that, but what a great idea. If you've got somebody you know is going to have a baby, and if you're having a baby shower, maybe come in here and get something for the mom to be.
Absolutely, we carry a lot of things that, you know, can help mom during pregnancy, labor, nursing, that sort of thing. But we also carry some things like silicone pacifiers that are dishwasher safe, and they're made with one mold, so that item, you know, isn't going to get mildew inside of it. And it's a lot thicker. It's a medical grade silicone, so it's meant to be teethed on. There's so many issues with cracked, you know, pacifiers, because babies, once they start teething, they start chewing on them. This isn't going to happen. It's made with the same stuff that silicone teething necklaces are made out of. So we carry those. We carry the Baltic Amber, which also helps with teething and a lot of pain and allergies and things like that. So we carry a lot of things that are meant for babies, some, you know, more novelty items, some are more things that are more practical. We carry a line of baby skincare that works for both mom and baby. So there's a lot of things that you could come in and purchase, and we offer a service. If you come in and you really just kind of have no idea, you just know what you want to spend, we'll put together a couple different boxes for you and box them up and make them look nice so that you can literally drop it in a gift bag and go.
Wow, when you talked about the pacifier, one of the crises with my son was he only had one he wanted, and he chewed a hole in it, so we couldn't give it to him anymore. And we kept trying to make him think, here's your pacifier, and he would just throw it. He would not do it. I mean, things are changing in this whole world.
They are. You know, there's so many different types. The ones that we carry are made by a small business owner, and I really love them because they're meant to be shaped like mom's breast, which is really important. And a reason that a lot of women don't want to give their baby a pacifier is you've got nipple confusion. And so this doesn't promote that. It actually helps ease a baby back into breastfeeding, which is amazing. And those are, you know, the pacifiers are things that, you know, they help. They are a savior. And there are times where, you know, my younger kids wouldn't, or my older kids, they wouldn't take a pacifier. And I remember thinking, like, if there was anything that was shaped more like me, they might take it. But right now they won't take anything. And so I am their pacifier. And that is really difficult when you're running on months and months on end of hardly sleeping. Yeah. And you're just at that point. So you've got, you know, very few choices. This kind of gives you one more.
Well, I'll tell you what, Two Hearts, One Dress, anybody who thinks, oh, that would be a boring store, there is nothing boring about what you do here.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I love it. I have a lot of passion for women. I have a lot of passion for pregnancy and nursing and a lot of knowledge on all of the above. So this to me is, you know, is a lot of fun, and I really enjoy being here. So I have a tendency to talk a lot. And when my customers come in, we end up in 30 and 45 minute conversations. But I also like for this to be kind of a safe space that women can come and if you need to nurse or you need to just sit in the corner and cry for a minute because of hormones, I'm cool with that. Like, I'll hold your baby or I'll play with your toddler or we'll do what we need to do. We'll get you a glass of water. We'll put your feet up on the ottoman. We have a fantastic pink chair that everybody loves to sit in. And we'll just, you know, make you at home and put on some music or put on a movie for your kids if that's what we need to do. And give you a place where you can just kind of unload for a few minutes.
We're at 614 Caroline Street. It's Two Hearts, One Dress. You've got a website, Two Hearts, One Dress, the number two and the number one.
Yes.
And you got a great Facebook page, too, that covers all this.
Our Facebook and Instagram pages are very active. We have over 1,000 followers on Facebook. So we put new products. We put products that we already have in the store, ask questions, advice, a little bit of parenting humor, because I really feel like you can't make it through parenting without it, some sense of humor. So we put some things like that up, and our customers will send me questions. We'll throw them out there. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of participation, and we really just enjoy having that interaction.
614 Caroline Street, Two Hearts, One Dress. I want to be back. I want to get the exclusive when the Stacey Thomas line comes out, because it's going to come out soon. I think.
I've been looking into it. We're up for a couple of grants, and if that happens, then we're gonna go through with it. So
we'll be back when that happens. Yeah. Stacey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in.
If you like listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you want to talk about your business, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, ted@wfvaradio.com. ted@wfvaradio.com. We would like to highlight your business. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ted Schubel. We'll see you next time when we become all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests in this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.